If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Now you're all downloaded, let's talk about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton. This is Christmas Podding.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Our names are Liam and Ness. This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. There is so much to talk about on this week's show. Hey, Ness, Merry Christmas to you. Welcome
Merry
along.
Merry Christmas. Great to be back on the pod.
We've got some really sad news coming up. A COVID Christmas casualty that some of us probably didn't think about. How Christmas is going to be different this year. We'll take you through that a little later on. And we'll also address the Christmas account. Remember as a kid, your mum would go to the post office and put $10 every fortnight into a bank account.
Yeah, or the little cash in the envelope from grandma,
Is it still a thing? Do you save your money for Christmas or pay it off in one hit on credit card? We'll find out a little later on the show. Let's start with Christmas Day. Recycling, food, leftovers, wrapping paper, unwanted gifts. Do you bin the excess or are you one of those people that try to save everything, make that... This is going to go... Oh, I know we're going to go in different directions here. Oh, tell us about all the recycling you do every year, Vanessa.
No, I have to say, you might be surprised. Mm. Growing up, my family were wrapping paper reusers to the max.
Yep, so
and so my dad would open his presents with the greatest of care, trying not to even pull off a skerrick of wrapping paper with that sticky tape.
Use it again.
Gets folded up, put back in the box. And, you know, as much as I love the environment, you know, I'm all for food recycling and secondhand gifts, etc. Wrapping paper, stuff it.
I have completely
rebelled against that upbringing. And, I mean, it goes in the recycling bin, so you are recycling. But I will not reuse Christmas wrapping paper.
It's just so cheap. Like, it's a dollar a roll.
Yeah.
And after Christmas, I mean, you know, there'll be plenty of tips coming up in future episodes about what you need to do on, you know, December 26, 7 and 8 to get ready for next, you know, Christmas 2021.
Yeah.
But recycling paper is not one of them. Food, on the other hand, you can repurpose so many leftovers. I love your Christmas leftover recipes. Give me one of your best ones. What do you like to always do?
Ham is the best for your leftover food. It can go in so many things. Love to do a frittata. Mm-hmm. You can do beautiful fancy toasties. You can do like ham and pasta dish, like a mac and cheese. You can just, there are so many options for your leftover food. Even just Google it. Like there are, you know, there's whole cookbooks dedicated to Christmas leftovers.
You had me at Christmas toasty. Mm. I was just talking to my daughters the other day. One of my daughters loves the toasty, as do I. My other doesn't like it. I'm like, how can you not like a toasted sandwich? Mm. You can make anything in there.
Oh, just so cheesy. Just yum.
Like, finding old bits of cheese in the back of the fridge, you know, a week later, whack it in a toasted sandwich.
Just put multiple types of cheese in it.
And meat. There's hams and salamis and a game changer. Unwanted presents. I do have a re-give box. We haven't really talked about that this season. In previous seasons, you've berated me for having it. Look, it's just there.
Yeah.
You know, if the kids get something I know they won't use, and sometimes our kids get a lot of gifts. So, you know, I know in our re-give box at the moment, don't want to give too much away in case you get it, but we've got those glow-in-the-dark stars that go on the roof of the kids' bedroom.
Yeah.
We would have had 5 packets of those in the last 12 months. So 2 go straight to the re-give box.
Yeah.
How many kids you got again? 2?
Two.
Yeah, I got 2 packets in there. You never know what your kids might be getting this year.
Oh, from Santa Uncle Liam.
There is presents that you don't like. What are you doing with them?
Yeah, look, I do think the re-give box is a better idea than just throwing it in the bin.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, trashing it for using it for a couple of months, even though you didn't really want it, and then throwing it out. You know, I think it is important to, you know, repurpose these things for whether it is to the charity shop or in your re-give box or, you know, return it to the store.
But
if
don't you
you've
wish
got
that,
a receipt.
Like, there's, you know, the world is full of do-gooders and, you know, we're partially one of those, I guess, in part. You know, we do have good hearts. I do believe that. Can't there at least be one day of the year where he can just forget about the rules? Oh, recycle that. Oh, don't throw that out. Oh, you know, how we repurpose. Okay. calm down.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. Surely there's one day of the year where you can just live and let live, and I'm chucking this in the bin,
just
and I never
rip that wrapping paper.
I never want to see that again. Yeah. And it, you know, is it okay after such a crappy 2020 to have just one day of excess where, you know, who cares?
I guess, but will your conscience, will that be okay on your conscience?
Guilt-free, absolutely. Now, I'm the first to fill the recycle bin, but it won't be filled on the 25th of December. It's going to be bone dry that one day. Come the 26th.
Yeah, but then Boxing Day comes.
All right, but on that one day, I'm going to let it slide. We are talking a COVID Christmas casualty coming up in just a few minutes. You're on Christmas Podding. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, thanks for joining us on the podcast and downloading. There's plenty of episodes. We're punching them out every fortnight this year, all year through, talking about Christmas. Go find an old episode. We'd love to know what you think. This one got us. Family fights on Christmas Day have sparked a rewriting of wills. This was a headline we saw at the start of the year. January has been discovered as the number one month for people to rewrite their wills. So lawyers are the most busiest in January. And apparently it's always after a family Christmas experience gone wrong.
Interesting, isn't it? Well, I mean, it is a good time to think about your will and who, what you are leaving to whom within your family. It's important, I think, to just check that things are up to date because you hear these stories all the time.
This is a spite change. This is because Uncle Joe annoyed me. I'm making sure Uncle Joe, you know, you see people's true colours on Christmas Day.
Okay, be honest. Have you ever changed your will?
Never.
After a Christmas spat?
No, I haven't left anything to anyone. Like, it's all, it's just to my wife and myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've left nothing to anyone else apart from the immediate family.
Do people really do this?
Absolutely. I'd love to know the arguments that went on to write someone out of the will.
Yeah.
What bugged me most about this headline was that it's the total opposite of what the day should be.
Christmas spirit. It really is.
It's like, oh, so Auntie Tamara has put on, and by the way, we should do a tally of how many different aunties have made an appearance on this show.
It's a lot.
Auntie Tamara was named after your sister. Don't you have a sister called Tamara? Threw that in last minute.
Yeah, okay.
Just in case she listens to the show.
The auntie. Yeah.
Surely, you know, if Auntie Tamara has invited you over, put on Christmas lunch, and her husband, Paul, Uncle Paul, whoever that is, has grieved you so badly you go home and change it. That's not the right attitude. But that's a terrible attitude for the day.
It is a terrible attitude. I don't like it. This is Grinch behaviour. You know, maybe your heart is two sizes too small if you are going home after Christmas and rewriting your will.
That's it. We're rewriting the will. Surely if there's one day of grace, it's Christmas Day. Yes, it is a day of excess. Yes, it's a day that people possibly drink too much, say more than they need to. I mean,
look, there's probably more passive-aggressive, smaller ways you could try and get some revenge than actually writing them out of the will.
I would have thought that is the ultimate in passive aggression. They don't know what's coming until after they're
once
dead.
Once you're gone.
Hey, by the way, remember the Christmas of 91? That's when I wrote you out.
It's so mean.
What did I say? Oh, that? I don't even believe that anymore. We were on a break.
It's so mean. Please don't do that.
Change your heart. If you can. It's not worth it. Yeah. Christmas Day.
Just read The Grinch and let that joy fill your heart.
Exactly. Speaking of Christmas money and who you won't be leaving it to, we are talking about Christmas accounts up next.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Hey, thanks for joining us. Our names are Liam and Ness. If you haven't worked it out, we love Christmas. We've been friends for over 15 years, and our friendship developed over the movie Love Actually, which we haven't talked about in a couple of episodes.
No, that's true.
We should get onto that real soon. Remember the old Christmas accounts? Are they still a thing? So I've got vivid memories of, you know, parents going down to the, back in the day, that they were set up by the post office of all things back, you know, in the 80s, and you'd go and put in your $5 or $10 a week, and all of a sudden you'd have $500 to spend at Christmas, or you plump that money into a hamper account, and then you get this hamper arrive at a much inflated price. Do you actually put money away, or are you paying it off on the next credit card bill?
Look, this is something I have witnessed. I did used to work in retail in my younger days, and I remember an old lady coming into the department store where I was working with her envelope of $5 notes.
Yeah, right.
And she was buying Christmas presents using this stash of $5 notes. She goes, oh, yes, I put my $5 away every week. Mm. Then come Christmas, she's not having to spend all this money from her account at the same time. So I thought, that is a lovely idea. Have I ever done it myself? No.
No, never.
But yeah, you're right. I think the hamper thing is kind of along those lines. Same with the lay-by, actually. We are mid-year now, and you get all those toy sales, and they're all like, come and do your Christmas lay-bys. Again, not something I've ever done.
Well, because we've done it once.
It's too organized. Like, I don't know what my kids are going to want for Christmas when it's July.
We,
like,
we
they're going to change their mind.
We hid the bikes in the. They kept them at the Kmart. So that's the only time in my life I've done lay-by.
Right.
But there's merit in putting money aside. The Barefoot Investor I saw the other day was doing a thing where there's some accounts, it might be ING or something like that, where whenever you make a transaction, it rounds up to the nearest dollar and takes the difference and puts it aside. Mm-hmm. So if your transaction is $4.42, it goes and puts, you know, 58 cents aside, and then all of a sudden that adds up. I think that's
a great idea.
It's a brilliant idea. So you're getting 58 cents here, 80 cents there.
You never miss it.
You don't miss it rounding up. And then all of a sudden you've got like $400 sitting in account. There's got to be merit in doing it, because what you don't want to do is be in January debt. That is really hard.
I've shared this tip previously on the podcast, but I think it's worth sharing again.
Hang on, let me guess. Rewards points.
Yes. Okay.
No, you're a one trick pony.
I know. We have the same conversations all the time.
We've made a 3-year podcast out of the same conversation.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Actually, anyway, you can go back and trawl through all the podcasts if you want to find the original.
Exactly
tip.
The same.
Okay. Don't tell
no,
them.
No, they're not actually.
Okay. But yeah, it is a great idea. Mm. Gather up your rewards points, whether that is on your credit card or from a store card or whatever you use, then redeem it for vouchers. Or
we do that. It's great.
And then you just have excess money that you are not having to take out of your account.
A friend of mine did it. They gave up smoking for 6 weeks. Yeah. And every time they went to buy a packet of Durries, they went and pinned the money on their mirror. Next thing you know, they had enough money. They bought a diamond ring.
That is amazing.
With the money they were, it adds up.
Wow.
If you can be that organized, good on you. As opposed to having, you know, a specific Christmas account, I've just got mine hidden in a jar in the house somewhere. Yeah. You know, any money I make on selling junk on eBay or something like that, I'll put it aside, and if I can use it, I can use it. It's a great idea.
Think about how much money you'd save if you stopped smoking.
I don't smoke. What are you talking about? It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Oh, a friend of mine. That's not true, and you know it. You've just painted me out to be someone I'm not. It was my brother. My brother. No, it really was.
My friend.
Still more to come. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas, and we really appreciate you downloading us wherever you are. Hey, don't forget, there's previous episodes. We'd love some ratings wherever you download. Just tell us what you think. You know, we've got a lot of 5-star ratings. We'll take a 2-star rating. Whatever you just be honest.
Yeah.
Just comments would be great. We appreciate that. One of the major casualties of COVID this year, a COVID Christmas casualty, which you mightn't have thought of, is the TV Christmas special. They reckon we're not going to get any in Christmas 2020.
What?
They should have been making them now. They make them 6 months out.
Sure.
So if you think of the classics, the Mr. Bean Christmas special.
Love that one.
The Vicar of Dibley Christmas special. And last year's most watched show in the UK was the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special.
Sure, yes.
Have you seen Gavin and Stacey?
Yes, but not the Christmas special.
So you know the show?
Yes, but I know the show.
Oh, yeah. I fell in love with it over Christmas. I watched every episode, binged it. The Christmas episode was the most watched show on UK TV last year.
Yeah,
they're not going to happen this year. COVID shut everything down. You are going to.
No,
it's going to be a repeat of old favourites.
Okay, but repeats aren't terrible. I mean, it's not like they're saying you're not going to get anything on Christmas Day. I mean,
nothing new.
We watch the same things over and over. Yeah. I mean, just put Love Actually and Mr. Bean on. That's all I watch anyway.
There's only so many times I can see Mr. Bean with a giant turkey on his head. Like,
it's so funny.
It is funny.
He loses his watch.
His watch.
When he stands up with that turkey on his head. It's the best.
Oh, gosh. I only like it because you like it so much.
It's so funny.
The other worst thing is my kids love that Mr. Bean special.
Yeah.
And just when I thought we'd done it, it's over and done with. Like, I bought it. It was like a full $30 DVD.
Yeah.
It's like a 13-minute episode. It's a really tiny, short episode.
What about the band? And he turns up the volume and down. And
I've seen it a couple of times.
It's so funny.
But see, that's the whole point. Do you want to watch the same? Well, like the Charlie Brown Christmas. Who hasn't seen that? You know,
me.
You haven't seen it?
No.
What about the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer character Christmas that's played on Christmas morning every year since about 1968?
No.
They replay it every single year.
No.
So are you happy with repeats or would you like something new?
No. Look, I think this year, it's 2020. I mean, the
whole
year.
All bets are off.
Exactly. All bets are off.
All bets are off.
Let's be okay with a repeat this year, but I look forward to something doubly good next year.
It did make me sad, only for the fact that some of my favourite TV shows of all time have been Christmas specials.
It's nice.
You've got to watch the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It is just. Have you seen every episode?
No.
You've seen most of the episodes?
No, just a few on a plane every now and then.
I cannot give that show a high enough rating. We just fell in love with it. And the Christmas bit, it's when two worlds collide.
Okay.
So, you know, when a hoity-toity girl marries a bogan guy and their families.
Isn't that the Hallmark movies you talk about all the time?
There's only seven stories. Only seven stories in the world, isn't there?
Again. Okay.
Stick to the classics. And no one's ever dying at Christmas. It's always happy and.
It's like when a prime minister falls in love with his staff member.
Yes. Is there a movie about that?
Yeah, there really is.
There really is. Coming up, the hottest Christmas decoration for 2020. You're not going to believe what's going to be in our trees. We'll find out next.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness, and we talk all things Christmas. Hey, thanks for tuning in and joining us and downloading. The hottest Christmas decoration for 2020 has been revealed. We've done similar topics in years gone by. Remember, the pineapple was big one year. What was
the
last?
Llama.
The llama was last year's.
Woodland.
What's that?
Didn't we do
that was a theme, not so much a decoration.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
This year's decoration of choice has been revealed. Don't be too surprised if you see a Star Wars Baby Yoda Christmas ornament hanging on your tree. Do you know the little baby Yoda that everyone...
Yeah,
it's in all the memes. He's everywhere.
Yeah,
it must
so
have been.
Cute.
Where is he from? There was a byproduct of Star Wars, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Mandalorian.
I was going to say mandolin. So he... Is it baby Yoda? It is, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the character.
I thought it wasn't revealed. Like, is it baby Yoda? Or it's very, very cute, whatever he is. Already been made into Christmas decorations.
Uh-huh.
Wrapped in swaddling cloth and whatever that stuff is, the cheesecloth, whatever he's got.
Yeah.
And he will be under Christmas trees or on Christmas trees.
Right.
He's the new ornament of choice. Can you see? I mean, we both partook in I did the pineapple. I'm pretty sure you bought the llama. Will you see? You've got a husband that's obsessed with Star Wars and a son that likes it as well.
Look, my kids have gotten right into Star Wars this year, so I think they would love to see Baby Yoda on the tree. Baby Yoda doesn't really have a spot on my main tree.
What about the second tree?
Yeah, he can go on the second tree. You know how I'm very particular about my main tree and the colours and the style of decorations on that tree. So, sorry, Baby Yoda, you're not actually the right shade of green for my tree. But, yes, look, he can go on the second tree, absolutely, along with my kids' homemade Christmas decorations that they bring home from school, as well as any other decorations that don't fit the colour scheme.
Look, and if that concept is new to you, both Vanessa and I are very big on multiple trees.
Mm.
The main tree, the main focal point of the house, and then you put all the dud decorations in the playroom, in the kids' room, downstairs, wherever.
Let the kids go crazy on the second tree.
What do you think of decorations as a gift? Like, all right, so Baby Yoda's big this year. Oh, I've bought that for tomorrow for Christmas or, you know, whoever. Little Timmy.
Okay. I actually really like the idea of decorations as a tree, as a gift, sorry. I have done catch-ups before where we go, look, guys, instead of presents, let's just do a little decoration swap. However, you run the risk of getting something that doesn't fit your theme, which is where your second tree comes into play. But I do like the memory of it. I do. I know which decorations, as I'm getting them out of the box, were a gift and from whom and in what scenario. So, yeah, I do like it, but I'm probably the friend who goes, great, whoever's giving to me, can you please make it silver or turquoise?
I'm very anti on Christmas paraphernalia as gifts. I think, well, that's just part of Christmas. That's not a gift. Someone gave me Christmas lights once wrapped up under a tree.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I going to do on this?
That's interesting.
Yes, I don't like. I mean, I have had one-off ornaments given as gifts before, and I'll admit I did like the ornaments as a gift. I don't like paraphernalia. Like, here's a wreath. I think I bought you a Christmas cookie jar once.
Yeah.
It was a horrible present.
Yeah. It was tacky.
Well, it had a heart, and it was on a half-price sale.
And it sang a Christmas song when you opened the lid.
I knew it would annoy you.
Yeah.
It worked.
I didn't have it for very long.
Paid for itself. Look, if you look, I think it's a good idea to give it as a gift. If someone, you know, loves Star Wars, that's actually kind of a cool gift.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's not going to match my colour scheme, so don't bother buying it for me.
No.
But be prepared to see plenty of Baby Yodas on Christmas trees this year. Ooh, we have a Christmas dilemma to wrap up the show with next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. We want to finish the show this week with a Christmas dilemma. Well, this was a good one too. I got this off our DMs on our Facebook page. Angela wrote through, hi guys. Well, this is really good actually. Do you confront people if you don't like a gift? Angela wrote to us and said, my auntie's been buying me those fake Pandora charms for the last little while. That's all she buys me. I don't even wear my Pandora bracelet anymore. But every year I get a Pandora voucher. Should I tell her or do I just grin and bear it? Good dilemma.
This is a really interesting dilemma. You know, we've spoken about similar themes before, and I think it comes.
Isn't a Pandora charm very 2004? Like, is it even in?
Yeah, and that's right. If she's saying she doesn't even wear it, it is a waste of a present. But that gift is given in the spirit of Christmas and in the spirit of gift giving. And, you know, you never want to be ungrateful for something that someone has gone out and put some thought into and purchased.
You can backfire too. You wouldn't want to lay the seeds and say.
I don't think I would do the confrontation and say, could you stop getting me that? Yeah. Like, I think that's really ungrateful. But I think you could drop some subtle hints and, you know, perhaps in communication just say, oh, how about this year we all get each other a voucher or cash? Or just go, oh, you know, yeah, I haven't worn that in a while. Like, just dropping some subtle hints rather than coming across as really ungrateful.
Sometimes I think you just got to suck it up. Yeah. And it's tough when an auntie gives it to you because, you know, you can't re-give it either.
No.
Even if you tried earlier in the year to say, hey, oh, I lost that charm, bro. I just can't believe it. Then she goes and buys you another one. Like,
it could
absolutely backfire on you.
I know.
You're going to have to suck this one up, Angela. I think there's nothing you can do about it, especially if it's an auntie. Be grateful. I mean, try and, you know, maybe hint towards something else in the jewelry. Oh, did you see those new, rings?
Yeah, that's it. Maybe drop some hints. You can always sell it on eBay.
But you can't because the auntie's given it to her. That's the whole point.
Yeah,
she'll always say, oh, where's the bracelet that I gave you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on eBay.
Well, you can just say, oh, it didn't match my outfit. I didn't.
Oh, good. Show me it. I'd love to see it. Where's that?
Don't put it on
eBay. It will bite you. It will buy
you.
You know, sometimes you just got to be thankful that she's thinking of you.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it nice that Auntie Hoo-Hoo's bought me this
year? You know, like you could hand it on in a few more years to someone else in
the
family.
Give it to a niece or nephew, yeah. Someone coming up. Hey, our auntie bought us this. I'd like you. That's a great idea.
Mm,
yeah.
Maybe
it is a delicate topic because you want to be grateful. But at the same time, I'm not big on wasted gifts. Like,
no.
I would rather no gift than a gift I was never going to use.
You're not going to use.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we don't buy each other gifts.
One.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
But you are making me some preserves this year, aren't you? Something.
Is that what you're requesting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, mango chutney coming your way.
Last year's gift, folks, I got a bottle of mango chutney and I had the audacity to ask for a second bottle about a week later.
Because got a flat you ate no. it out of the jar with a spoon.
In a week, yeah. We put on everything. We had biscuits. Every meal that week, we had mango chutney on it.
I was flattered when you asked for another jar.
It was so nice. It was nice. See, that's when it works.
Yeah.
Oh, if you gave me mango chutney every year, from
now
on,
it in.
I'd be happy.
Great.
We will wrap it up next. Don't go anywhere.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Christmas Podding. We love bringing this podcast to you. As you can tell, we love Christmas. We're the only Christmas podcast in Australia. We did a bit of a search. There are some really cool ones from around the world. But
there
we just put our little Australian flavour on it. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We like to end with one of our own songs. This is us belting out a tune. Gee, I get a lot of good feedback about this.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Who's from?
Self feedback. Gee, you're sounding good this week, Liam. There are songs that I play. There are certain songs that we have in our repertoire, songs that you lead and songs that I lead.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we do Last Christmas, that's, you know, that's you when you shine. But there's a couple there where I'm just, you know,
you
can get a Christmas.
Yeah,
every
a few
day.
Where the pitch is a little questionable,
we
but
did,
that's all right.
We did make these, you know, before that was a thing. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, I've been practicing my clarinet a lot, ready for our new recording. So looking forward to bringing the clarinet into our new Christmas tunes. It's
stop sending
great.
Stop sending me the demos. I got one on the text the other
you
night.
You like it?
No, I didn't like
you
it.
You did. You sent me a very
there's a difference.
Encouraging text.
It was a meme. I think you might find it was a nice. Oh, look. There's a difference between liking it and being impressed. I was definitely impressed. I just didn't like it.
You don't want me to send you recordings every week?
Nah, I've got stuff to do.
Like wash your cat?
Yeah. It's also heaps of stuff to do. I've got about 400 Christmas movies on the hard drive.
You're the least busy person.
I know. I have a lot of time. I've got a lot of time. If anyone wants anything done... I was saying before.
Critique my clarinet performances.
Only so many Christmas podcasts you can make. Fill the time with something. Thanks for joining us. This is us as we wrap up the show. As we like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Every day. Taking care of Christmas every way. Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Taking care of Christmas every day. Taking care of Christmas every way. Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Taking care of Christmas every day. Taking care of Christmas every way. Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Be good.
I've only spent $40 on cigarettes this year, and most of those were smoked by your husband. He spent a lot more than me.
You're as bad as each
he
other.
He has spent a lot
my
more than me.
Gosh.
Jeez. All right.